Hello, my darlings. This is Isolde Trachtenberg, and welcome to the Isolde Tea Show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and become the person you most want to be. If you want some additional information and resources, head over to isoldetea.com. In the meantime, enjoy the show. Hello, my darlings. This is Isolde Tea. Welcome to today's show. I'm excited about today's show because it addresses a topic close to my heart. It's something I struggle with daily, especially when the nights are long and the days are short. It's about maintaining energy. First, in the Northern Hemisphere right now, I need to maintain energy just to do, you know? Many of us suffer through long nights and short days. For all of you in the northern latitudes, you have my love and my sympathy. I'm sure it's super hard going to spend time in that much darkness. I can barely do it, and I'm pretty far south, relatively speaking. So, we have to maintain our energy to carry out everyday tasks. But what if we also want to be creative? What if we also want to spend extra time doing, making, creating after our day job, or after school, or after we put the kids to bed for the night? We need to figure out how to spark that fire and fan it into a flame that'll keep us going. Some of us get our energy from the doing of that creative work. It juices us up and we're good to go for hours and hours. That is fabulous. Good on ya, and I hope that keeps on happening for you. If you are one of the lucky people who loses hours and comes up for air after a long time in your creative space, you have my admiration. As I've gotten older, I've had to learn to pace myself a little. I can no longer work a 10-hour day and then jump in for another 10 spent writing or making music or whatever creative pursuit strikes my fancy on a particular day. Nowadays, especially during these days when the nights are long and darkness creeps in earlier every day, creativity takes planning and preparation. I've realized I'm a creature of the sun. I have more energy when it's light and when the sky is blue, and I want to crawl into bed with a good book when it's dark or gray out. So I need to create some sizzle to rev my engine so I can create and produce. I don't know if you're like this, but if you are, I wanted to share some techniques that I use. Number one, if there is any sun where you are, get outside during the day and soak it up. Even 15 minutes under that glowing orb will put some pep in your step. Of course, don't look at it directly, but I find that lifting my face to the sun with my eyes closed and allowing it to warm my face helps a lot. They say our skin absorbs the sun's vitamin D directly, and that sounds like an excellent way to do it. It also feels great, I have to admit. Number two, get a jolt, and I mean a jolt, of exercise. For example, punch the air 20 times in rapid succession. And if you're alone, add in some woo, woo, woo to punctuate each punch. You'll raise your testosterone levels and your energy level will pop too. Here's what's interesting. You don't need to do it for long. It's not like you have to go out there and do 30 minutes of something. Even 5 minutes, even 2 minutes spent doing something super fast will raise that energy level up so that you feel more awake and more ready to tackle whatever it is you want to do. Okay, number three, caffeine. Yeah, it's a way to do it. It'll give you a jolt for sure. I love caffeine. However, I've recently had to give up both coffee and tea, so sometimes I'm feeling like I'm underwater. But I well remember its, quote, therapeutic, unquote, effects. Remember, though, every up has to have its down. You'll feel the distinct drop of energy when the caffeine wears off unless you keep spiking with more caffeine. Personally, I've realized it doesn't work for me to maintain productivity over the long haul because I do have that sort of sine wave of ups and downs unless I keep adding more caffeine into the mix. And after a while, sleep becomes impossible and all sorts of things go wrong. This is not to diss caffeine. I love caffeine for when I need it as a special thing, But for regular day-to-day creativity and productivity, I'm finding that it doesn't work for me on the long haul. But if it works for you, I'm not going to argue. Number four. Some people decide to run towards adrenaline rushes on pure anxiety or nervous energy. I'd advise against it because you don't want to blow out either your adrenals or your thyroid. Take it from someone who did blow out both. The high-altitude cruising you get to do on an adrenaline rush isn't worth the crash you end up with if and when you fatigue your endocrine system. Millions of us are walking around with endocrine system issues. Don't become one of us. It's not worth it. As someone who suffered both from adrenal fatigue and still continue to do stuff about hypothyroidism because my thyroid is distressed, I'm here to tell you it's totally no fun and can make life really challenging when it comes to having the energy to do even the most basic things. So don't do it if you can avoid it. Don't blow out either one. Take really good care of that little thyroid gland. It is a tiny little gland, but it does an incredible amount. Okay, number five. Here is something for you to try that might help. It's from my first book, Life Elements. If we want to build up some creative fire, we can do it via an internal practice. So it doesn't have to be something physical and outward. It can be something that's internal and meditative. We can meditate ourselves into a greater energy level. How cool is that? When I wrote my book, and I'll put information about it in the show notes, I created a number of meditations to the ancient alchemical elements earth, air, fire, and water. Alchemy is the process of transformation, and if we want to transform our state from one energy level to another, we can do it with a meditation to the transformative nature of fire. Fire creates and destroys and gives off energy while it does so. And we can utilize that energetic thought process to build our own energy level. To do this meditation, find a comfortable seat and just follow the sound of my voice as it guides you into becoming a fire walker in your mind. I'll be back at the end of the meditation to guide you up and back so you can use that newfound energy to create. This meditation will take you to the element of fire. Fire is the force of passion, action, and creation. It is both destructive and creative. Fire rarely leaves unchanged whatever it touches. Somehow, things will be different. For this meditation, you will need to light a candle about 5 feet in front of where you will sit. Please make sure the candle is in a safe place and will not topple as it burns. Sit relaxed in a chair. Put a cushion at your back to help you ease into a comfortable sitting position. Do not choose a chair into which you will sink, because for this meditation, you need to sit in a chair that will allow you to be relaxed, but prepared to move. Once you have the pillow set up and are comfortable, relax against the back of the chair. Feel your spine as it curves along the pillow and the chair back. Notice how your hips have made themselves comfortable along the seat. Take note of your legs, your thighs, and calves, and feel their strength. Honor the work they do to get you from and to every place you need to go. Now, move your awareness down to your feet and honor their tireless work as well. Your body is always in some form of motion. It is the action and passion of the fire element that encourage you to move. Now, spend some time honoring your torso and arms, as well as your shoulders and head. In fact, take a moment and rub your hands along your arms to feel the muscles under the skin. Regardless of what kind of shape we are in, our arms and hands do much for us, and it is best to honor that which they create. Now, as you bring your awareness to your face, slowly allow your mouth to open in a wide grin. Remember the last time you genuinely smiled and honor that moment of joy. Bring your awareness to your eyes. As you become more aware of your eyes, bring your gaze to the candle. Slowly, look at the candle's flame from the top to the bottom. Notice if it is moving and flickering. Pay close attention to what it looks like. And when you are ready, let the candle flame be the last thing you see as you close your eyes. Breathe deeply and imagine you are inhaling the rich, sweet scent of wood smoke. The chair on which you are sitting is now a richly decorated throne. It is made of the softest reeds and it is comfortable and familiar. There are richly woven fabrics in yellows and reds at your feet, and the scent of tropical night-blooming flowers fills the air. In this place, you look around and see your people who have gathered for this great rite and holiday. Meet their eyes and acknowledge them warmly, for they are here to support you on your quest. Take in the blankets and food that have been collected in the clearing and inhale the intoxicating scents of the night. Finally, bring your eyes to the center of the clearing. Here you see your true purpose. The young men of the tribe have already begun building the tinder of the grand bonfire. Tonight, your son has the honor of lighting the fire into which you will go. You are a kahuna, an elder of the native peoples of Hawaii. You come from a glorious and proud people who have a long history of performing the ancient mystical rite of fire walking. You are a fire walker of the old ways. Generations of your family have walked into the midsummer night bonfire and have moved through it to be changed but unscathed. Tonight, under the full moon, you will walk the fire. As you sit on your throne, bring your full attention to the fire pit. Your son says a prayer of the old ways as he gazes on you, and then lays the torch to the tinder. The bonfire roars to life. It is housed in the fire pit, but you recognize it is only barely held there, for even a stray bit of breeze could bring the fire spilling up and over the stones that line the pit. Just like you, a powerful and passionate shaman, fire is only contained at its own whim, and you recognize and acknowledge your kinship with this transformative force. As you look around, you see the night is young. The sun has just set, and you begin to see the first stars of the night. While others make their own preparations, you prepare yourself for your rite. You close your eyes and see the dance of light behind your closed lids. Reach out with your mind and touch the life and vitality of the fire. It sinuously moves and ignites what it touches. Each log or sapling that meets the fire is changed by it. It is transformed from one state of being to another. It returns to its most basic form, carbon, the stuff of life. And now the drums begin. You hear them played by the young men of the tribe. Look into the fire and see what it teaches you. Lift yourself from your throne as you are drawn to it. Follow the rhythm of the drums and begin to move toward the fire. Feel its heat begin to warm you as you approach. Listen to the wavering boom of the waves of flame as you approach. As the fire's strength washes over you, breathe deeply and let it enter your spirit. It changes everything it touches, and now it touches you. Slowly, gently, put your hand into the flames. Feel the heat move over you and through you, but while it changes and consumes the logs it burns, for you, it begins an internal change. You are changed but remain the same as the flames dance over your hand, for you are one with the fire. You breathe gently as you move even closer. Now, Step over the stones and let your foot find purchase in the flames. You feel the heat and a sensation of sizzling, but it is of a spiritual nature as the energy that surrounds you crackles and sizzles over your spiritual body. However, your physical body flows into and with the fire and remains unhurt. This cleansing for your spirit self does not injure you. You realize you are like a log as the fire burns it. The log does not simply disappear as it burns. Rather, it is transformed into its new form. It becomes pure energy. Its old state is changed into something brand new. As you walk among the coals, you feel the flames, but they do not hurt. They are simply molding you into something new as well. Around you, you see the people dancing joyfully around the fire. Both women and men spin and twirl around the bonfire to give you energy and encouragement. Through the flames, you see their muscles straining as they leap and whirl. You see their hair fly and their limbs in motion as they dance to the beat of the drums. The drums also help you keep your concentration for the task at hand. They and you trade energy as the drummers provide the rhythm for your transformation. Feel yourself being one with the flames. Feel how the heat melts you and changes you, but your physical body stays the same. And now, the drumbeat changes. It accelerates and grows louder, deeper, more passionate as you prepare for the final achievement. You will leave the fire as you entered it. Your actions will show to all that you are the true firewalker. You are the one who changes as you are changed. Your belief is strong and your certainty is fierce, and these protect you as you take one last breath inside the flames. Gather your strength and will, and then leap gracefully out of the flames and into the night. The music reaches its peak and then overflows and calms as you are greeted by shouts and cries of friends and loved ones. You have completed a glorious task. The fire has been walked, and the village has been blessed for another year. Slowly, you are led back to your throne, and cool water is brought before you. As you drink deeply, you close your eyes and relax against the great throne. Slowly, your body loosens and you become sleepy. Allow yourself to relax deeply after your great achievement. You have walked the fire in your spirit body. It is now time to rejoin your physical body. Begin to move slowly in your physical body. Let your feet and hands curl and straighten as you begin the motions of this world. Now, become aware of the sounds around you. Feel your legs and arms, and move them. Allow yourself to return to the here and now. Feeling relaxed and peaceful, joyful and energetic, breathe deeply as you open your eyes. Your spirit has been transformed. You have walked the fire, and things will never be the same. Welcome back. I hope that meditation helped you spark some of that creative energy. I encourage you to take it and use it to make something, anything. Be creative. Have an adventure. Use that fire energy for your highest good. As always, if you have any questions, find me on Twitter at Isolda, T-I-Z-O-L-D-A-T, or drop me an email, isolda@isoldat.com. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you want to keep up with these episodes, consider subscribing to the podcast. Until next time, this is Isolda T, and I'm sending you all of my love. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolda Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolde T is copyright 2017 by Isolde Trachtenberg.